A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text. A Netflix documentary. A stage light shines in a theater. A Mob Works and LFR Industries production. A disco ball rotates slowly, featuring Oren O'Brien. A stringed instrument lies on its side, outside Oren's apartment.
Well, well, well. What a surprise.
Oren demonstrates how to carry her double bass.
Like this? Like that.
Okay.
Oof. You're very good. Hey.
How you did this for 55
well,
or 60
years.
Well,
I did it until I was 87. Let's put it that way.
In the theater, numerous stringed instruments lie on their sides, outside Oren's apartment building. A brunette white woman carries Oren's double bass down a sidewalk while Oren follows her. In the theater, musicians play their stringed instruments on a stage. Outside, the brunette woman follows Oren up a ramp. They enter the disco ball lit theater.
Look at that. Oh my goodness. Step one, rosin de bow.
Oren holds a long bow.
Oren?
Yes?
Ready when you are. Camera's ready and sound's ready.
My niece is the director. I told her not to do this and she's disobeying me.
I want to tell you about my aunt, Oren O'Brien.
Oren O'Brien, double bassist.
She's my last elder. All the rest are gone.
Beautiful. One more for safety.
Oren was the first female musician hired full-time by the New York Philharmonic in 1966. The conductor Leonard Bernstein said this about Oren. I love Oren because she's a source of radiance in the orchestra. Her musical involvement is total, and whenever I look in her direction, and inevitably find her looking intently back at me, I marvel at this concentration. How does she do it? Has she memorized every note of every bass part in every work we play? It is as impossible as any other miracle.
Oren plays the double bass at the front of the stage. The disco ball lights shift behind her. A title appears, The Only Girl in the Orchestra. In New York City, people walk on a wide, bench-lined path in Central Park. Trees of pale greenery obscure the sky overhead. A monument of Beethoven wears a stern expression. In her apartment, Oren reads a piece of sheet music while she plays the double bass. She raises her eyebrows as she moves her fingers rapidly up and down the neck of her instrument.
That's it, I got it. Okay. We have to go to work.
Oren leaves her apartment in a cowboy hat.
The elevator is not air conditioned, so I bring my own air conditioning with me.
A hand fan.
Ah, it is here. Lafayette, you are here. Good morning. This is my niece. Hey, it's cool. Molly, are you having a warm night? Oh, okay.
Outside, Oren steps into a bus.
Hi.
Lincoln Center. Oren crosses a street. She enters the building, then turns the lock on a yellow locker painted with pink flowers. A sticker at the top reads, Don't ask me, I'm just the bass player. www.uglybassplayer.com. Oren brushes her hair back with a comb. She clips a tuner onto the bridge of her double bass.
Why the double bass? Why did you choose?
I chose the double bass because I like the idea of playing with other musicians. I didn't have much ambition to be a soloist or anything. I like being in the background.
Hey, Oren.
Yes, what?
We don't need to do all this. We could go from here to the end.
Okay, all right.
Because
from
it's
here
only...
to... Yeah, let's just go from here to... make a little pause. Once through, and then da-da-da-da-dee-da-dee-da. Then we'll go to here. One, two, three, four.
Oren plays while her former student, David, a brown-haired white man, watches. He joins on his own double bass.
So let's play one more time.
I don't want to be late on stage.
We're not going to be late.
Yes, we are. Come on. I can't do this. This is...
Oren carries her instrument onto a stage with chairs set up for an orchestra. The other musicians practice their instruments. David adjusts his tuning. Oren grins as she moves her double bass. A conductor leads the orchestra in a rehearsal.
To play the double bass in an orchestra feels like you're in the belly of a submarine with all the machinery going all around you and everything happening all at once and millions of notes falling all around you and you having to maintain your steadiness within. We look at each other coming off the stage and say, this is why I became a musician, for this experience.
Oren laughs. In her apartment.
Okay. Jackie! How are you? So good to see you. Come on in.
Oren and her former student Jackie, a blonde white woman, sit.
This is something else. Wow. I bet you my father's had this.
Probably.
Because he seemed to know all about you.
Oh, dear.
Oren O'Brien.
This is painful.
The newest member of the New York Philharmonic scurried into Philharmonic Hall one rainy night and, ignoring the musician's locker room, got dressed in a washroom.
Footage of a young Oren playing in an orchestra.
Miss O'Brien, who is the daughter of old-time Western star George O'Brien and actress Marguerite Churchill.
That was magnificent.
Oh, it was much.
Maybe the best woman bassist in the world. To a man, they say, Oren is one of the boys. Only Oren is one of the girls. The only girl, in fact, in the 104-member orchestra, a situation unique at the Philharmonic, so there is yet no place for her to dress.
Beauty at home. Pitiful.
Gorgeous. Oh, boy. I am prettier now. Miss O'Brien, who is curvy as the double bass she plays, oh, my gosh, does not mind. On tour, the men make up for it by falling over themselves to carry her bags.
And this is so bad.
And save her a seat on the bus.
Well, they did save me a seat on the bus.
The slender but mighty arm of women's lib hasn't exactly reached into the music world yet. Zubin Mehta of the Los Angeles Philharmonic commented, women had no place in the orchestras, a remark which Oren O'Brien finds slightly absurd. Then it goes on. Despite the undeniable excellence of the ladies, some men, musicians, and conductors still view them with a wary eye. If she's attractive, I can't perform with her. If she is not, then I won't. Quote, a woman's life in the orchestra is not as long as a man's. She is just not as good at 60 as a man is at 60. Oh, this is outrageous.
I tell you, they never mention anything about my 10 years of freelancing, about the ballet, about all the recordings I made with Seidenberg with one bass. Not one word, just, oh, she was cute, and the guys carried their suitcase. No, they didn't carry my suitcase. Nobody carried my suitcase because they're carrying their instruments.
That's right. I never let anybody touch my bass, a man carry my bass for me.
Well, do you know something?
I'm just saying, to this day.
Photos of Oren.
The year that I joined the Philharmonic, they did a lot of publicity photographs about me, which I was embarrassed about. After all, I was a member of a section. I wasn't principal. I wasn't a soloist. They made a big fuss, so I didn't like that.
I don't understand, Oren. Why didn't you want to be celebrated?
Well, the focus was on me all of a sudden, and I thought, how embarrassing. It was torture. It was torture, and I was humiliated inside because I thought all the other musicians are going to resent this because I'm new.
In footage of the Philharmonic, Oren sits at the back. The Big Trail, 1930, starring Marguerite Churchill and John Wayne.
You shouldn't be riding out here alone like this, away from the train.
Why not?
Because this is dangerous country and anything might happen.
My parents, they wanted to be in that spotlight. They craved it. Dad was a very famous movie star. When somebody came up at a table in a restaurant and they bothered my father for an autograph, he was thrilled. John Ford gave him his big starring role in The Iron Horse in 1924, and his best film was Sunrise, which Dad loved to death. My mother was gorgeous, and she was always telling me, you know, you've got to be noticed.
You bet your right eye.
But I didn't want the limelight to be on me. I just backed off from all of that. You know, there can't be everybody be a general. Somebody has to be a soldier. And to me, that's part of the pleasure of playing in an orchestra, is that you can enjoy what everybody else is doing.
1968, Leonard Bernstein enters a theater, Bell Telephone Hour.
These are the men of the New York Philharmonic, led by the conductor, Leonard Bernstein. The orchestra has 107 men in it. To join the orchestra, Orrin O'Brien, who plays the double bass of all things, had to face the ordeal of the audition.
When we take an audition, they can select anything from the orchestral repertoire of the last 300 years and ask you to play it. They put the music in front of you, and you're supposed to have either studied it or have known it, or you're beside reading it.
Young Orrin plays the double bass for a man. Now, she plays in her apartment. CDs sit in two stacks.
Kyung is here?
Yes.
Oh, great. Kyung, where are you? Oh, boy.
Kyung Gwan Park, Orrin's student.
All right, what are you going to play first?
Beethoven's Symphony No. 5.
Orrin watches Kyung Gwan play. Julian Barrera, Orrin's student.
Okay, Julian, just sit down, make yourself comfortable. I should put this over here. So much is in disarray because I'm moving. If you went in the hallway, you would see that boxes all over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Now, I want you to feel that this is an audition rehearsal.
I think I'm going to start with the easy ones.
And then save your solos for the end?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I have to stop because I want you to give me more. The beginning just has to be like you almost ripped the strings off, except you don't.
Okay.
You know, it's angry.
Elsewhere, Orrin unlocks a door.
Okay. Where is everybody? Coming from other classes, I guess.
What do you think are the main characteristics that an artist, a musician, I should say, needs to survive?
I'll tell you what I tell my students all the time. You start out with a passion for the sound of your instrument, for loving to play with other people, loving certain kinds of repertoire. But if there's anything else that you enjoy doing as much as playing the bass, by all means do it. The double bass, it's terribly temperamental. It changes with the weather because it's wood. You have to talk to it, you have to baby it, or it'll decay and dry up. It won't stay vibrating. It must vibrate to stay alive. First of all, you have to have the talent. If there's no talent, then it's hopeless. You have to have strength in your fingers in order to press the strings down. You must use the weight of your body properly. If you're going to keep honest and keep playing the way you need to have your physical control of the instrument. You have to be able to have strength of character to do it.
Would you like a glass of water?
Yes, please.
Okay, I figured, you know, okay. The question is, are you meant to be a musician, really?
A paper reads, Mozart Prequesta.
Tempo's okay, Orrin?
Yeah, perfect.
Smiles. David finishes. Later, Orrin shows Molly, the brunette woman, a photo album.
Should I show you my first album here? This is Dad. That's Mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Oh, my God. That's such a
Isn't
cute
Isn't that adorable?
Picture. Yes.
And that's Dad and me. Me sitting on Dad. And
that's so cute.
And that's me with the bass
oh
that
gosh.
I took to New York.
A caption on an old photo of Oren reads, "Serious musician."
When I was 13, I fell in love with Beethoven. I read in high school every book in the school library on music and musicians and composers and performers. I couldn't get enough. So by the time I was 16, I went to the school conductor and said, "Please, can I join the orchestra?" The conductor said, "We need a double bass player, and there are four basses in the closet over there, and just go there and pick a bass, and if you study for 6 months, we'll let you in the orchestra." So I never missed a day of practice the first 4 years that I played the bass. My fingers, the nails I cut so short that the fingers became infected and I had to soak them in Epsom salts every night, but I was determined I was going to learn everything.
A photo of Oren reaching around a tree for her double bass.
And that was something else you sent me somewhere, yes.
And I just saved it because I thought it was so great. You called me Wonder Woman.
Well, not surprising.
Molly.
Growing up, Oren was the adult I admired most. My father's older sister, she had the life I wanted for myself. A New York City artist's life. An independent woman's life. She's navigated getting older better than anyone I've ever known. How does she do it? I agree with Bernstein. She's a miracle.
Footage plays of Oren performing in a line of men. At home, a double bass sits in a wall rack along with two others in cases. Oren takes off a tether in front of the neck and carefully tilts it away from the wall. She plucks the strings.
Oren, how does it feel to retire after 55 years in the New York Philharmonic?
Oh, well, I think I enjoyed myself probably as much or more than anybody else in the orchestra. Although all my friends tell me they enjoy it too, but I think I enjoyed that feeling more than almost anybody.
A group of people meet Oren outside as she leaves a car. Her friends hold sheets of paper with each letter of the word surprise. Inside, Oren poses next to a cake in the shape of a double bass. In a photo, she wears a party hat that reads, "The legend has retired." Oren puts her instrument into her locker.
"I'll come back later and clean you, dear. Shall I close the door when I leave?"
She closes her locker. Oren touches a large metal instrument case that sits against a wall with other cases. At home, she carries a double bass in a soft case into another room. She grips a leather strap on one side of the case.
All right.
It sits secured in the rack.
Yeah, that'll be okay.
In another room, Oren plays a grand piano. She sits on the piano bench in the otherwise empty room with her eyes closed. She wipes her cheek.
"I'm moving because everything's crumbling. That's black mold up there. And this whole north wall here crumbles during the year."
Movers enter.
"Are they coming in?"
One of the movers regards her piano.
Steinway.
Oh, it's a Steinway.
Expensive piano.
And I've had it for 51 years, by the way, in this apartment. It came to me already 50, 60 years old. So it's probably over 100 years old, probably.
Oren's mouth hangs open as she watches the movers take a leg off the piano. She puts a hand over her face. They tilt the piano onto a moving blanket. Another mover undoes the tether on one of Oren's double basses. She walks into the room with the piano as one of the movers works on knocking off another leg. She sets a red bag on the floor and sits on a stool. She watches with her lips pressed thin as they hammer off the final piano leg. More movers carry out her double basses. Oren dries the corner of her eye. The movers carry the piano out. The apartment door closes slowly behind them. Black objects sit on a white mantle. A note attached to the nearly empty rack of double basses reads, "Do not touch." Oren wears a black, wide-brimmed hat. She stares off, then walks out. Outside, she passes the movers as she makes her way down the sidewalk. Her shadow stretches before her on the concrete. In the back of a moving truck, the movers throw a blanket off an object. A ramp lowers. The movers place Oren's piano in her new apartment. She props open the lid. Retirement party hat sits on the head of a bust. Later, Oren stands at the fridge with Molly.
All right. This is what I chose. It's teriyaki ginger chicken with pineapple meatballs.
What can I do? Can I help you?
Nothing. Just admire me.
That's what I was actually about to bring up. Do you remember when Mom and I came and visited you?
Yes, when you were 11?
I fell in love with New York.
You did.
And therefore you. And I wanted to be just like you. I wanted your life.
You mean at age 11? I went to 10 different schools in grade school. The eight grade years were 10 different schools, different place, different thing. Grandma, mother, father, not there. I wanted stability and everything. It killed me to move out of my old apartment because I felt it was home. You know, and any kind of change is upsetting to me, I think, because of my early life.
Black and white footage of a small plane flying.
And here is film star George O'Brien after years of active duty in the Navy.
The plane lands. Oren's father, George, waves from the cockpit.
I used to feel very anguished in my teenage years, maybe possibly because my family was going through a divorce, which is very difficult and very dramatic. And there were all kinds of problems. But I used to get a great deal of satisfaction and emotional release playing Beethoven sonatas, Bach, anything that I could get my fingers around. I used to play for hours whenever I was upset. I wanted emotional expression, and music helps us organize our emotions.
A photo of younger Oren playing in an orchestra.
I think you have a better life than me because you have a more normal life. I have an abnormal life.
What is normal? That doesn't make any
sense
normal? To me. Oren, you've done an amazing job of living in a fulfilling and purposeful life. And I was trying to figure out why I'm making this film.
Can I tell
you? And I think part of the reason why I'm making it is because I want to navigate my life.
All right.
You have navigated it.
Okay, it's been very accidental.
Oren,
it's completely accidental.
It's not.
Look, you see, I don't feel so very special. If you compare my life with somebody else.
People want to celebrate you, Oren. Why is that funny?
That makes me laugh because...
Well, we come from a family of artists.
I don't feel I'm an artist. I don't feel I'm good enough. I've never felt I've been good enough. I don't feel I'm an artist.
I'm trying to just...
You're trying to make me more important, and I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay.
Triple Justice, 1940, starring George O'Brien.
Okay, so tell me the story of your successful movie star parents and the decline of George's career.
His last film was Cheyenne Autumn in 1964. Okay. He played the part of a villain, a captain who was shooting at the Indians. Ford said, I got one part left, and that's you take it or leave it, and he took it. You know, when you come out of the Navy and you're 47, 48 years old and you're used to playing the parts of a hero in film, you don't get hero's parts anymore. And it was quite a shock to him. He was waiting at home for the phone to ring with an acting job.
Photos of Oren's parents.
The second half of their life,
things went down from what they were. They were not happy with the way their lives were going. And in a way, I was very glad that they ignored me and let me do what I wanted to do. And I managed by accident to succeed. I'm very happy the way things have been, and I'm fine. I don't have any regrets. I'm fine. I don't feel that I have missed out on anything, except maybe children, except that my students are like children to me.
And your double basses.
Well, double basses are different. They're like pets.
You've been going through the process of figuring out foster homes for them or new homes for them. How's that going?
Not well. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Oren fans herself.
I'm sorry.
On another day, Oren steps into a music store. Numerous stringed instruments sit displayed.
Hi.
Hey, Oren.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm hysterical. How are you?
Bases of different colored wood sit displayed in a side area.
Oh, look at all these bases.
Shall I go to the Duke?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go say hi.
All right. Oh.
Someone you might be familiar with.
Oh, dear old thing.
Okay. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Footage of Oren playing a dark double bass, the Duke.
I just thought this was the most beautiful sound, you know. And it just rang forever.
There's been so many people who have come in here.
And they go
like,
and
we are so proud to say, hey, check out what we have here. We have the Duke, Oren's Duke.
Yes.
These instruments have such a rich history. Duke was a maker in 1750s.
If only these instruments could talk.
Could
I mean,
talk.
They speak. But if only they could actually talk.
If only they could actually, if there was a
little, about all the history
a recorder
of the,
inside,
yeah.
You know, like,
wow.
I played for George III,
exactly.
And I was very proud.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That is gorgeous.
She plucks the Duke's strings, then lowers her hand. At home, a double bass lies on its side. More double basses sit around the apartment. David carries one into another room.
I love that bass. I love that bass. This is the best bass that I ever owned. And David is going to be the new owner of that bass.
He is
going to be the owner and the enjoyer, because you need to be able to play it in such a way that the entire instrument vibrates. And a lot of people don't devote that kind of interest and study to know how to play that way. And he does. So.
Thank you, Oren.
Okay. All right. All right. It's very emotional. Yes.
David smiles.
Now, if I play that, you play that.
I play the duplet?
Yeah, you play
this.
Let's try
that.
I play that.
I never did that. That's so cool.
It's a built-in duo. Three and.
Thank you.
get better than that.
That is so cool. You just taught me something. That is fun.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you could also improvise, if you're a jazzer like you are, you could improvise a jazz bass part to that.
That is so cool.
Mmm. Yummy. Yes.
That was so fun. You sound so good.
Okay, I think that's enough playing for today.
Okay.
In the park, a shadowed figure sits alone under a covered, shady area near a fountain. They play a stringed instrument as people pass. Molly drives Oren through the city.
Are you excited?
I'm so curious to see all the bass players. That'll be fun.
At Lincoln Center at night.
Wonderful! Glad to see you.
Oren grins and waves. One of the double bass players points to her in the audience and smiles. Lee Ivanovich, teacher, Oren's former student.
I wanted to study with you because you were a legend. The first lady of New York Philharmonic on double bass, and, you know, your reputation was just to the moon. And it was like my highest hopes and dreams. And I remember walking into your apartment and all the records, and it just felt unreal. It was really wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious as to what you're doing now.
Well, I'm very busy teaching, and I'm able to go to concerts that I couldn't go to. Basically, I'll just show you. I retired last October, and the month that I moved, that's the month I moved. And this month hasn't filled up quite yet. This is this week. It's okay. I'm very busy.
What do you do for yourself when you have the time
I'm
off?
Able to see my niece, my one living family member, which I never had time for before.
Good.
And I go to Gyrotonics once a week. I have an Italian ballet dancer teacher.
Really?
Who likes the fact that I studied ballet when I was a kid, and I know the term. So when I try to stand on my toes, she said, now you can do your petite relevé.
In Oren's music class.
So let's start after 142. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. 1, dun, a 1, 2, 1, dun, a 1, 2. Shorter, 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 shorter. Timpani, timpani, timpani. One, two, three, smash. Yes. Okay. I'll just tell you one more story. Yeah. When I first played this at Juilliard many years ago, I was playing a big vibrato on a low F, and I thought it showed that I cared about every note. And the conductor stopped the orchestra and says, you think your part is melody? No, don't. It's a supporting role. Don't vibrate. And I was humiliated, but I learned something important. You don't want to stick out. You're a support for what else is going on. You're the floor under everybody that would collapse if it wasn't secure. So it's a very proud feeling, but it's a supportive part. So, okay, all right. Is that enough for today?
The students leave Oren's classroom. Some wheel their instruments out in their cases. One young woman carries hers down the hallway.
This is my theory of how to enjoy your life incredibly. You don't mind playing second fiddle. The idea of being a public figure and having applause and being in the limelight, and then all of a sudden you're deprived of that as you get older, and then not being in the limelight. I think it's better to love something so much you do it for its own sake, and also for the wonderful people that you're playing with. You're creating something together, which is better than something alone.
On the disco-lit stage.
Can we rehearse the beginning so it's like perfect? I'm sure it'll be perfect with everybody, but I just make me feel better if we rehearse.
Credits appear as Molly watches Oren play with a group of bass players, directed and produced by Molly O'Brien, produced by Lisa Remington, executive producer Errol Morris, edited by Monique Zavistovsky, ACE, cinematography by Martina Radwin, music by Laura Karpman, co-producer Katie Beal, archival producer Lauren Wimbush, consulting editor Kate Amend, ACE, assistant editor Dylan Smeltzer, sound editor and re-recording mixer Adam Parrish King, in Oren's apartment.
I'd rather be a secret artist than an artist with PR. I'm an artist in my own mind, but I don't want to advertise.
Audio description provided by International Digital Center, written by Betty Capot, voiced by Christine Malik. Credits continue. Thank you. Copyright 2024, MobWorks LLC. All rights reserved. Logo, The Secular Society.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.